Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
All right. Sorry about that, folks. Welcome back. My sincere apologies. My system literally gave a message that said that it had to restart. No explanation, just it had to restart. And I have absolutely no idea what was going on, but I am very pleased to welcome, and I don't want to take up any more time because we need to get her onto the air. She has this is very strange. Everything has reset itself, and hopefully we're still good. All right, I want to welcome to the program. We had her on earlier in the week, and we had some connection issues then. I want to welcome Naomi Wolf to the program. Naomi, welcome. Good to have you with me. Thanks for being here.
Thanks so much, Pastor Gray, and thanks for giving me a second chance. I do apologize for the connection issues last time. I'm sitting in a right next to my Wi-Fi in my home.
There we go. Well, I appreciate that. All right. Well, let's get right to this. First of all, you had given us some numbers last time. With regards to the numbers of people who had died, there were 1,200 deaths, four on the very first day of the vaccine being given, 42,000 adverse effects. You talked about it lodging in several organs, including the liver, and in women, the ovaries. 100 microgram dose of Moderna. In their own documentation, they identified that that was too much. They reduced the amount they were giving on test subjects, but then when they released it to the public, they went ahead and released it with that much. Thousands of cardio episodes, strokes, hemorrhages, and neurological issues. So
that's correct.
Okay, so here's a follow-up question to that. This was over what period of time? This is 3 months. So in 3 months, 1,200 people died.
That's correct.
You know, I gave earlier in the week, there was a recall in March of 2022, and GMC did a recall on their SUVs. And so I asked, you know, I said, so, you know, if it was like a brake problem, right, you would say, oh, yeah, that needs to be recalled. Or you know, or maybe, you know, fluid running out of the engine, that would be, you know, a potential problem. Or a steering mechanism issue or gear shift or some major thing. They pulled 740,000 vehicles because the headlights were too bright.
Right.
And
I know where you're going.
Right. Yeah. And 1,200 people are killed. And well, you know, in 3 months, not a problem. 1,200 deaths, not a problem. 42,000 adverse reactions in 3 months. Not a problem.
Right. Well, and I guess the thing that's so shocking to me is that the spokespeople of CDC, Rochelle Walensky, the FDA, who were completely complicit in this, all these documents went right to them, especially to the FDA. As I may have mentioned, it says FDA confidential at the bottom of many of these internal Pfizer documents. They would pretend that there was nothing to indicate cause and effect. In other words, it just happens that all these people had strokes and heart attacks and so on. But inside the Pfizer documents, it shows that Pfizer knew perfectly well that a week after mRNA injection, 35 minors had heart damage, and the EUA was issued anyway a month later. We haven't even gotten to the babies. I don't think we got to the babies in our last effort.
Well, we did. Yeah. But, no, we talked about the fact that they are killing. That was the other part is your Substack about the genocide and the killing of babies. And then the, and then we also, I actually put out Dr. Jim Thorpe had sent me the letter that he sent to the Association of Obstetricians. And so I actually reposted that on my blog, and folks, it's up there right now at chosengenerationradio.com. You can find Dr. Thorpe's letter, and you can find Dr. Naomi Wolf, and she's a doctor of English literature. I got that right this time. But you can find her information as well and what she's written about the genocide of babies. All right, so we understand that they were killing babies. We understand that they are killing Americans. We understand that they are complicit in knowing all of this information. And now they had a secret meeting this last weekend where Google, Pfizer, and the CIA have come together to assault, and I believe we were cyber attacked, by the way. There's no other explanation, because I've had issues this morning, and I am quite confident that a cyber attack just occurred, which is what which is why we didn't go on. We were dead air for a minute, because that my computer was forced to restart. I got a blue screen that said there's been a systemic error and your system needs to restart. Here's my point. They know all this. Why do you think that they are continuing to assault the American public, force these shots that they know are deadly and dangerous on the American people?
So I have a preliminary answer. I do want to say that since we last spoke, even Pastor Gray, our researchers have posted a new report just based on the VAERS data, the government database of adverse events, showing that 3,100 women, in addition to the women who lost their babies, I already told you about, there are over 3,100 women lost their babies after vaccination with the mRNA vaccines, which is 57% of all miscarried, spontaneously aborted, or, you know, neonatal death babies from all vaccines for the last 45 years.
Wait a minute. So, for the last 45 years?
In other words, the women who lost their babies from this vaccine in just 2 years are more than the total of all the women who lost their babies after all the vaccines for the last 40 years.
I'm sorry.
It's murder. So let me quickly, I'm so sorry. I know it's very shocking.
No, it's just, my gosh.
But I only have 3 minutes.
Yes,
so I'm going to tell you what's happening, why. I'm going to go to the why.
Please.
And I encourage people, it's so much to absorb. You know, go to dailycloud.io, read these reports. Please order my book, The Potties of Others, which is also being targeted with censorship by Amazon and now by Google, apparently. It's not letting people to get on Safari to order it. What I just want to say is I found that Pfizer and BioNTech is the subsidiary that makes the mRNA vaccines, are not German companies. They're German-Chinese companies. And actually, Pfizer has a facility in Wuhan. But there was 100% tech transfer at the end of 2021 of BioNTech technology to China. This is in the SEC filing. And it doesn't say to a Chinese company or a Chinese individual. It says to the, you know, Marxist nation of China, which is our adversary. So I don't yet know exactly what that means. It does mean that probably the formula and the data, you know, of these mRNA vaccines is now in the hands of China, right? So what I should say is that they're our adversary. They want to you know, they don't care about killing people, right? They harvest organs, they force abortions.
Right.
So I think we're under attack.
All right, give me the website again, please.
Sure, dailyclout.io, dailyclout.io.
Clout, spell it for me.
Clout, like C-L like lion, O-U-T like Tom,
okay.
.io.
Dailyclout.io. All right. And just very quickly, so what they have is they have the mRNA. They have essentially a lot of the medical data and information specifically about American mRNA and American DNA to be able to further formulate their biochemical warfare against us.
Well, it's a little premature to say that. I don't yet know what the tech transfer means, but since it's 100% and BioNTech makes the vaccines, presumably it's the content of the vaccines, the formula, the manufacturing process, and probably also all the records and data, you know, generated. And by the way, one thing that is generated by all this testing and maybe by the injections is DNA. And China has made no secret to be the world's DNA database, which also gives them control over us. So China wrote a white paper, and I will have to hop off in a minute, saying that their intention or their wish is to be the world's superpower by 2049, which is 100 years of their anniversary, and to do it through medical hegemony at a time when people will be sick and dealing with their health. And this was written in like 2020. So how did they know that people would be sick? But it sounds like their game plan is to get people to be sick, and then they'll own the key of how to heal them, and that way be the world's hegemon, which is pretty psychotic that there have been psychotic plans in the past.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, I know you've got to run. Naomi, thank you so much for being with us today. I greatly appreciate it. We're going to be praying for your safety, praying for your protection. Thank you. And praying that you're able to continue to get this kind of information out, because it's so critically important.
Thank you so much. Please add prayers for our research volunteers and our wonderful program director, Amy Kelly, and all our families, please. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
We do need protection. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. God
Take
bless
care.
You. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor Bray.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, Naomi had to run. So, folks, understand what's going on here. We've had a biotech transfer of information from Pfizer, from these entities, the laboratories. And when you think about it, if Pfizer and the CCP, if the Chinese government has ownership in Pfizer, which is what I'm hearing her to say, and then they are connected to a laboratory in Wuhan. This is what we have been saying here at Chosen Generation Radio since the very beginning of this. This is the walkthrough that I did with my friend from the Epic Times when we walked through and to help understand the release of this, and then that they already had a cure for it. Folks, this sounds like something out of some kind of a James Bond movie. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. but do it today.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
I do not like my sheets. I love my Giza Dream Sheets.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you can buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or you can get my classic premium My Pillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all My Pillow products.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Couple of things. Please, please, please support our sponsors. For a good night's rest, please support us at MyPillow. You can check out the ad for MyPillow. And very much encourage you to use the code Pastor Greg for your discount there. But truly, you will benefit by sleeping. I sleep on MyPillow sheets, the Giza sheets, the Giza cotton sheets, and I sleep on a MyPillow pillow. And I used to use the topper before. My family got me a new mattress. Been a little while now, but I can tell you that it is incredibly comfortable stuff, and you will be blessed by that. Also, you'll be blessed by CGR Wellness, cgrwellness.com. These are products that are changing. The improvement I'm feeling is quite dramatic, so I encourage you to check those out as well. And again, also don't forget to support Patriot Mobile at patriotmobile.com/chosen, patriotmobile.com/chosen. And in addition to that, make a donation here if you would be so kind. I believe that you will be blessed by that choice to make that donation. You can do so at paypal.me/PastorGreg. paypal.me/PastorGreg. Help us to save America and save India. A $10 a month donation. All right, I want to get back to what we were, what was shared with us by Naomi Wolf just a few moments ago. Again, 1,200 deaths, 4 on the day they received the vaccine, 42,000 adverse effects, lodging, the drugs lodging, because they did pathologies and they did a testing to figure out where was the problem and trying to isolate the issue, lodging in the liver and in women in the ovaries. They identified, according to their documents, and you can find these documents at Daily Clout, C-L-O-U-T, dailyclout.io, dailyclout.io, liver and ovaries, 100 micrograms MCG of Moderna was too high. The concentration of 100 micrograms was too high, according to the 3-month test study that they did. So in their test study, they reduced the amount they were giving their test subjects. But at the end of the 3-month trial, when they released it to the public, they went back up to the 100 micrograms. And that resulted in huge columns of joint and muscle pain. In addition to that, in all of these cases, there were thousands of cardio incidences, strokes, hemorrhages, and neuro incidences. And something that she said about the babies and about miscarriages, there were, in the 2 years that they've been giving this vaccine to pregnant women, in the 2 years they've been doing this, there have been more instances. What do you got going on over here? There have been more instances of problems. Sorry, I got a desk issue happening. There have been more incidences in problems with pregnant women. 57% overall in the last 40 years. 3,100 incidences of miscarriages with pregnant women, 57%. So 57% of all of the cases for the last 40 years of vaccine data have happened in the last 2 years with this vaccine program. And they want to silence us. Folks, my system, this is the most bizarre thing. My system was having trouble this morning finding the camera. My system was having trouble this morning getting booted back on, the software working properly. And then right before Naomi came on the air, my system had a fatal error crash. A blue screen came up while I was talking to her, getting ready. And she said, I'm sorry, I've only got 15 minutes for you this morning. Right as that's happening, a blue screen comes up that says, there's been a fatal error in your system and we're going to have to start all over again. And everything went black but the blue screen in front of me, and then it automatically just shut down. That's why I disappeared. That's why I wasn't there. At the 3-minute mark when I would normally come in, I was not able to come in because my system was rebooting. In the name of Jesus Christ, I send back everything that has been sent. Every curse, spell, tie, mark, vow, seal, contract, and assignment, every conduit attached against the ministry, against the radio show, against myself, against the family, against those listening. In the name of Jesus Christ, I cut all of the enemy's tactics off right now and send all of it into the abyss.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
I do not like my sheets. I love my Giza Dream Sheets.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you can buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or you can get my classic premium My Pillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all My Pillow products.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. Well, we go out of the frying pan and into the fire. Again, want to encourage you to go over. Naomi Wolf gave us the website to check out, Daily Clout. clout.io. There have been more babies that have miscarriages and deaths of babies by pregnant women who have been vaccinated in the last 2 years than in the entire 40 years before that. According, now this isn't just like, oh, well, you know, somebody, you know, made this up. This is their internal documents. This is FDA and Pfizer's internal documents that a judge forced them to release that they didn't want us to see for 75 years. This is their own documentation. 1,200 people died in 2 years. No, in 3 years. I'm sorry, 3 years. 1,200 people died in 3 years. And I compared that to GM. And in March of 2022, they pulled 740,000 SUVs off the road in a recall. Not because of brakes, not because of transmission failure or a steering wheel that didn't work or any, because the headlights were too bright. So we're going to pull cars off the road if the headlights are too bright, but we're going to keep injecting people when we know that 1,200 of them died in the tests that they did before they released it to the public in just 3 years. Now, and now we've got the theatrics of January 6th, the craziness of that, along with grown naked men on floats, shoving their throbbing members into each other's cabooses, traveling down Main Street, led by a little boy dressed up to look like a woman. And this is real life. This isn't a movie. Dr. Carol Lieberman, expert witness forensic psychiatrist, is with us. Dr. Carol, can you make any sense out of this at all?
Well, it is like someone or what someone figured out how to drive us all crazy and how to destroy America, how to destroy the family and how to destroy America. And, you know, enough is enough. I mean, I thought enough was enough with, you know, what's been going on already. But then last night, to have this prime time, to have all these stations, fortunately Fox didn't air it, but all these stations putting on this show that they pretend is news when it really is just political propaganda. I mean, that raises everything. I don't know if we can, well, they're probably, I was going to say, I don't know if there could be anything worse, but I mean, there will be, because that's the way it's going.
It seems to be, right? Oh.
I mean, you know, what's bad about it, like this kind of thing, okay, first of all, you know, one could question this investigation altogether, but it's fine if you want to have a congressional investigation, but then keep it on CNBC where the usual congressional investigations are.
Or C-SPAN.
All the,
right.
Yes, that's what I meant, C-SPAN.
Yeah.
The major, you know, all the different stations. That's basically, of course it is. I mean, you know, that's the fake media that is now able to endorse, they're thrilled to be able to put this on, to endorse this kind of craziness, these kinds of beliefs. And what a coincidence, it's right before the midterm elections.
Well, of course, absolutely. I mean, it's planned theater right before the midterm elections. And you know, we talked about this with Jonathan Emord yesterday. January 6th, folks, that is absolutely, they're not even focusing. They're not focusing on the fact that just the news reported this story relative to the fact that they were told days before, they disbanded the social media investigative platform that would have been monitoring social media to know what was out there on social media that would have given them intelligence about any situations that were going on. In addition to that, they were offered National Guard, and Sund, who was the captain of the DC police at the time, and Pelosi, all of them said, no, we don't want any National Guard. They were offered the National Guard. The National Guard reached out and said, would you like us to come? They authorized four different groups to be on the Capitol steps or right near the Capitol steps. As a matter of fact, Simone Gold, who founded Frontline Doctors, was on her way with her assistant walking towards the stage where she was supposed to be able to speak when she was literally grabbed and detoured by DC police into the rotunda. They directed her into the rotunda. I watched video of that in Nick Searcy's documentary, Capital, C-A-P-I-T-O-L, Capital Punishment, which has actual video from the individuals who, a lot of whom have been attacked. In one particular instance, there's the neighbors have video where they went into a neighborhood with one of those military, small military, like door bashing, the kind of apparatus that they used in Iraq or, you know, when they were knocking down doors with a 50 mm-hmm. millimeter turret on top. And they drove that into a civilian neighborhood here in the United States of America, and they were turning that 50 milligram or 50 caliber turret around, pointing it at neighbors' homes if they peeked out, if they walked out onto their porch to see what was going on.
Huh.
And there's video of it.
Yes. Well, you know, there needs to be counter programming. I mean, that this capital punishment, for example, should be on other on some stations at the same time, mm-hmm. or at, right after, or something.
Mm-hmm. OANN could play this. America's Voice could be playing this. Newsmax could be playing this. And they should be. They should have this now, as you said, afterwards to play it. I want to go back to the Pride situation.
Okay, just want to say one thing. You know, there is this rule, like for political campaigns, that media has to give the two, at least, you know, Democrats and Republicans, equal time for their, you know, for like the candidates, equal time and that kind of thing. So I think that somebody should bring out this idea there should be equal time to the real story that went behind January 6th. If this because this is political propaganda or political statements, just like right. So, just like it's supposed to be equal time for the real story, the opposing story.
Amen. I agree. Absolutely. That makes perfect sense. I want to get back to the Pride thing for just a second and ask you a question relative as a psychiatrist to this. There was a time when homosexuality was identified by the American Psychological Association as a mental illness and as something that was treated compassionately, but it was treated as an illness, and you tried to help these people to get their minds back in the right training. When did that change, and what do you think was the, you know, impetus behind that?
It changed around DSM-3. It's hard to remember exactly which. Now we're up to DSM-5, but it was around 2 or 3. And it changed mainly because of some psychiatrists who, you know, who believed that it should be changed. And it changed to making it to gender dysphoria, where if you are, well, there's certain diagnostic criteria, but it's basically if you are, if being the gender that you are is creating anxiety, depression, interfering with your life, you know, in various ways, and this has to be for a period of at least 6 months. So it went from homosexuality being an identified diagnosis in itself to gender dysphoria disorder. And but now, you know, what's happening is that people are capitalizing on convincing kids, especially, of course, that they have gender dysphoria disorder. I mean, they don't call it all that, but I mean, they convince kids that they are not happy in the gender that they were born into, basically, is what it is. And Pride Month is prime time for this, you know, to be able to do this on a national or even international scale.
Right.
Because Pride Month years ago is, you know, as people should remember, it was once, you know, a very valid, well, I don't know what you think about that, but I think it was a...
yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
it was,
yeah. No,
well... what I mean is,
it started out as just being gay men wanting, trying to have less discrimination.
Right.
But it has blossomed since then.
Into this other thing. We're going to run into a break here. I'm not cutting you off cool. because I don't want to talk about it. We will talk about this when we get out of the break because we need to. There's a great conversation to have relative to this particular issue. And I'd like to bring up a point and get your thoughts right after this.
Sure. I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village. With the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is, Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is a really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton with proprietary technology and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. And you can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning, and it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGR.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And my special guest is Dr. Carol Lieberman, expert witness and forensic psychiatrist. You were beginning to talk about, and I want to give you back the microphone to talk about this. You were beginning to talk about what the original concept of this Pride Month was about. So go ahead, please, and share that, and then we'll have some more conversation.
Okay. Well, it was a relatively, compared to today, a relatively benign day. I mean, it was shocking at the beginning, of course, but it was four gay men standing up for themselves, refusing to be discriminated against. But since then, it has been hijacked by the left and turned into a particularly big opportunity to continue their indoctrination of kids. And I think this year, you know, each year it gets a little bigger in the sense that, I mean, for example, this year, well, one of the things that's happening, and maybe it's happened before, but it's, everything's happening is growing because it gets emboldened. The more
right.
that people don't speak out against these things, the more emboldened it becomes. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're talking about, you know, and here's one of the things that's really bothersome. You know, certainly there's the problem in school where teachers under progressive school boards are indoctrinating kids, convincing kids that they are not, they don't want to be, they shouldn't be the gender that they were born into. If they, you know, were born with male genitalia, that doesn't mean you have to be a boy. You know, it's a lot more fun to be trans or a girl or, you know, pick all these things with this color, this rainbow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But, and so that's bad enough. And yes, we should have been doing more against that. And we should now do more against that. But in some for Pride Month, there are these gay parties, these gay events, where men are, dressing in women's clothes, you know, have parties, and they are bringing kids. They are inviting kids
right.
into these events, and there many of them are being held in bars and so on. But I mean, the fact that there's alcohol served there is the least of the problem. But in some of these events, parents are bringing their kids to these events. And that was one thing, you know, when it's happening in schools, bad enough. When it's happening in schools, and parents are waking up to it and trying to make sure that it doesn't happen, you know, that trying to change it. But when parents are voluntarily bringing kids to these events, under the, you know, telling themselves and telling their kids, we should be, you know, equal, everybody's equal, and we should be tolerant. And yes, of course we should be tolerant. And people can, you know, it's not about, I'm not saying that people shouldn't be, if they themselves are feeling that they are gay or they are lesbian or they are, but it's the propaganda, it's the being turned into these things that is the problem. When you bring kids to these shows and, you know, the people are having so much fun and you know, you tell them this is cool and some of the shows have opportunities for the kids to join in the dancing and all of that, these drag shows, it goes beyond just the tolerance of people's ideas. It goes into, hey, this is cool. I want to be this.
Let me back up for a second and ask you a few questions. As a psychiatrist, and these are some questions that Matt Walsh put to a psychiatrist in his film, What is a Woman? And she talked pretty frankly about her concerns about, you know, what this was doing to kids psychologically. Is at what age, based on your clinical background, would you suggest that a child or a person is able to make a decision about chemically altering their sexual orientation?
Well, certainly no sooner than puberty. If not 18, you know, and that's not even considering the pressure. I mean, you
right.
know, it's not, my kids aren't being asked, do you think maybe, what makes you think that you want these, you know, you want the hormones, what makes you think you want to change your sex? You know, in the places where they're being asked this, you know, pro forma. In other words, to be able to say, well, we asked them if they wanted to be a boy or a girl, you know, they can't answer. It's just like kids. I mean, that's why we have the age of consent for sex, because when they're a child, really under 18, they can't make these, they're not, their mind isn't able to make these decisions. So it should be the same thing. You know, I don't think that there should be this kind of, sex ed, so to speak. In even in high schools, I mean, other than sex ed, the way it used to be, like, you know, using
knowing
condoms
your parts,
and
right, Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So let me back up. Let me ask you this. There's a pediatrician in this film that Matt Walsh does, who works with children. She's worked with thousands and thousands. She was brought in as an expert in this particular field. And she said that when she sits down with a child, she never assumes, she approaches all children as non-binary.
Mm-hmm.
And so the conversation then is more along the lines of, what do you think you are, or what do you think you would like to be, which you kind of touched on that. What kind of potential psychological damage might be done to a child that is left to question some of these very basic things about themselves?
It's a loss of identity. Children are forming their identity from birth until 18. Those are the years, for example, when you have a personality disorder, your personality is considered to be forming up until 18. So in other words, it's someone's personality, if you have a personality disorder, you wouldn't consider it that until after the person is 18, because that's okay. When the personality is formed.
Okay.
The same thing with sexual identity. You know, there are things that are influencing them. If they answer a question before puberty or even before 18, there are things that are influencing them that are not really the things that should be influenced. They're outside influences, not inside influences. So if you give kids choices, you know, of what do you want to be, to a basic thing that they were born into, it just confuses their, totally destroys their sense of identity of who they are, because you're telling them what to be, you know? And,
right.
And sex is like a basic part. Is that the most basic part of your identity? So if you can question, let's see, do I want to be a boy or a girl? Then maybe there are lots of other things that you can question, you know, in terms of your identity. Do I want to be a sociopath? Or a law-abiding citizen? Do I want to be? I mean, you could go through every kind of possibility.
Does it? And we're going to run out of time, but I think this is a good line for people just to be thinking about. Does changing that and kind of tearing? I mean, would you consider that question of sexuality to be foundational?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so going after someone's the very foundation of how they see themselves, might that create some long-term psychological damage?
Yes, because it just shakes. It's like an earthquake, you know. It mm-hmm. just shakes them up inside. It mm-hmm. it rattles everything, and just makes it harder for them to know who they are. Like what other adjectives,
what,
you know, who they
right,
are. What
right.
Are
how do I describe myself? Exactly. All right, yeah. We're out of time. Hang on. Okay. I needed to get off the radio side, but we're still able to drop a little bit in, because I think people need to process this. Do you have just a couple more minutes to spend with me, or did I lose you? Oh, sorry. There you are. I muted you. I apologize. So. Do you have a couple more minutes to spend with me, Dr. Carroll?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So we're on the line. We're talking about this as an underpinning or as a foundation. You're beginning to describe, because I had asked the question, you know, is questioning the sexuality or how they see themselves, and you were beginning to talk about adjectives and how adjectives would make an effort to try to inform them. Go ahead and continue with that answer, if you would, please.
Yes. When a child is growing up, you know, from birth, from the time they start interacting with the world, they are consciously and unconsciously choosing adjectives for themselves, choosing descriptors for themselves. Like, who am I? That's the question. I mean, we're still asking that as adults.
Sure.
Who am I?
Sure.
And, but for kids, you know, that is all the more vital to what they're doing in life. It's figuring out everything is that something I want to attach to me or not? And some of it, of course, is not necessarily, you know, asking that question consciously, but it's like just taking things in, your own description, building yourself, you know, like, what was that? Mr. Potato Head.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
You know, putting features on you, or Barbie with dresses. I mean, it's like gathering things. Who am I? And so if your natural path of who am I is disrupted by people who are putting these things onto you, you know, like Mr. Potato Head, putting what they think you should be onto you, then, you know, you might take it because you're, oh, well, you know, he's my teacher or he's my parent or, you know, oh, well, I guess I should believe that about myself. And that is just, you know, but the natural things of who I am really still are under there. And if they ultimately come out and start fighting with these, you know, noses and ears and everything that were put on you, then it's totally destructive of your psyche.
And so, you know, a lot of times when you get a patient that comes to you, they're coming to you because of damage and trying to work through a traumatic experience. Would you suggest possibly that these changes and, again, foundational tearing aways might create a trauma that someone might have to deal with at some point in their life?
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, we know the statistics, we're gathering more and more statistics about that, how kids who were convinced to undergo surgery or hormones or just even without that, but just to change their name to the opposite sex, to be consider themselves, you know, tell people I am a boy or a girl, or to make people use a non-binary pronoun and that kind of thing. Later on, especially after puberty, especially when they start growing up and having sexual urges and wanting to have a relationship and so on, it is just so confusing, and they're fighting within themselves. You know, their natural instincts are fighting against what they were told they should be. Or it's not even, you know, it's cool. Like, now trans, it's being cool. It's like they're being convinced that you should be, even if you don't take change from being a boy to a girl or vice versa, being trans or being non-binary, being, you know, that is considered cool these days. So if you want to get attention and if you want to be considered cool, that's what you should do. And then later on, their inner, you know, real feelings start coming out and confusing them, and they're fighting within themselves. And the statistics are that more and more people, kids who changed or became trans, are committing suicide. I mean, we know that now.
Right. So,
because they realize, especially the further they go, in other words, if it's not just being called something, but if it's having hormones or having surgeries, the more you do to commit yourself to being the other gender, mm-hmm. the more likely you are to commit suicide.
Now, in what is a woman, in Matt Walsh's, he has a conversation with a woman who very much looks like a guy, but is a woman, and who says, I am a woman, and I've had some, you know, biological children. And they she says, they got me at 40. They got me to do that. They got me at 40, and now here I am, and I'm trapped in this. And you know, and they're dealing with it, but they're I mean, she is passionate about trying to get the message out to say, and she said that studies are indicating that it's 7 to 10 years out from the time that they do this sex change, chemical castration, you know, double mastectomies and all this other kind of stuff that is done. 7 to 10 years out is when this mass regret is setting in and they're seeing suicides. My question is the problem external or internal? Do you follow what I mean by the question? Because I'll try to clarify it if it doesn't make sense.
Well, what do you mean by external?
Okay. In other words, if society was, you know, just a friendlier place and people were just more accepting, would that change what's happening to these people 7 to 10 years out? Or is this an internal thing where there's a, like a light bulb goes off and they're like, holy Christmas, I've mutilated myself. This is not, it's like they wake up from the dream and now it's a nightmare.
Yes. Well, I think it's both. I think that's a great question. I think it's a little bit of both, but I think it's mainly internal. I mean, yes, of course, they get made fun of, and obviously, they realize that it's harder to live in whatever they've chosen than it was. Like, for example, if they got me at 40. So, you know, perhaps by 40, they were not having success in love and so on. They were disappointed in love, in heterosexual love. Or whatever age, you don't have to be 40, but
right.
So you think, well, you know, maybe if I change, I will be happier. I mean, that's the whole point, you know, the idea is to be happier.
Right.
And then they realize that they're not happier. And yes, some of it is because it's harder in terms of society, but really it's because what they were hoping to happen, how their life would change, you know, it didn't. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, it's when people make other kinds of changes, but this is of course more permanent, but
right.
You know, right. I thought if I, like, people get divorced, I thought I would be happier as a single person, and then they realize, oh well, life isn't greener, you know. but that's not a permanent kind of, I mean, they can do something about that.
Yes, right, they could even go back and perhaps, you know, fix the relationship and everybody seek forgiveness and fix it, or at least they can figure out the root. It's interesting you bring that up, because Walt Heyer, who spent, I think, 8 years as a transgendered woman and has a ministry of helping people who you know, have gone that direction to get back to where they were, and tells their stories and has written books and so on. And one of the biggest things that stands out in all of that is young people in particular who will say, you know, they told me that if I, you know, became a girl or became a boy, that would solve my problems.
Yeah.
And then they or I thought that would solve my problems, and everybody that I went to just affirmed that, so I did it. And now 7 to 10 years down the road, I'm like, why didn't anybody actually sit me down at 12 or 13 years of age and say, honey, Let's try to figure out where this, you know, angst and sadness and dissatisfaction, let's try and really get to the root. Why didn't anybody go to the root? Why did they just pat me on the back and say, oh, we're going to affirm that, you know, that you want to mutilate your body? That's just going to be such a good thing.
Yes, absolutely. You know, and really, you know, the kid should be taken to a psychiatrist before doing any of this. And that also, if it happens, or a psychologist, and that, if it happens, that's also pro forma these days, because there are certain psychiatrists and psychologists and social workers who will, you know, be part of that, convincing the kid, or just jump to conclusions. Oh, well, you're when in fact, kids go through phases of playing with toys of the other gender or climbing trees or,
right,
you know,
right,
it's just phases.
Right, right. Well, yeah, I mean, gosh, we used to have, you know, girls in our neighborhood, and we called them tomboys.
Yes,
you know, but they were girls, and when they got to be 15, 16 years old, they were like knockouts. They were like, holy smokes, you know, have you seen Cindy or whoever, you know, it's like, wow, you know,
yeah.
And then there were guys that were like, oh, da, 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 and then you meet him at the high school reunion and they've got this babe and they are like the most successful dude. And you're just like, man, I didn't see that one coming. You know, I mean, we've all experienced those things in life, and it used to be that there was kind of a natural path, and now they won't let you live that natural path.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And, you know, I think a problem, I mean, just like what I was talking about with these parents taking kids to drag events during Pride Month.
Sure.
Some parents, you know, want to seem cool, and they are part of this as well. It's not just, you know, not just for inclusion, but especially parents who unconsciously really wanted a child of the opposite sex. I mean, there is a lot of that going on,
yeah,
where they are unconsciously or consciously influencing the child to change, you know.
And that again is another psychosis of certain form, going back to the idea that, well, you know, Johnny or Susie should get whatever Johnny or Susie want, and so so they're conditioned. I get to get what I want. And mm-hmm. and even to what you just said, to the point of, well, yeah, I maybe this is, you know, God gave me a little girl. They wouldn't say God, but I got a little girl, but I want that little girl to be a boy. I mean, look, we've all had that too, where someone might have been influenced. Dad really wanted a boy instead of a girl. And so he introduced his daughter to certain things that were more, you know, like mechanics or whatever, or hunting or whatever. But that doesn't make her a boy. She's still a girl. Now, she also may be kind of a cool girl, because guess what? She also knows how to fix the car, and she knows how to, you know, shoot a deer or what have you, and slaughter an animal to bring food to the table. I mean, what's wrong with that? That's okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, if you need the food on the table.
Okay. Uh-oh, PETA's going to be after us. It's okay. No, but I guess my point is, and then but. But, you know, she grows up and she still appreciates who she is.
Yes. Right. I know what you're saying. Yes. He doesn't necessarily change into that, or he doesn't necessarily want to change her, but he wants to enjoy certain things with her that he thought he would enjoy with a boy, like taking her to a baseball game or something like that.
There you go. There you go. Exactly. And there's not, and that is a whole different ball game than trying to convince her to, you know, cut off her breasts and discard her ovaries. I mean, these are not, that's just not the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, I think more of these teachers and parents should be charged with child abuse and who are doing these kinds of things.
Yeah.
I mean, there also needs to be more education. You know, for those parents who are not necessarily, you know, selfishly doing this, but are confused or aren't, you don't realize the damage they're doing. I mean, there needs to be more education for them.
Right, right, right. Okay, I know I think we have brought you folks some things to talk about. I'm just going to close with this last piece, and this has been, and I shared this with you in our break, Dr. Carroll. This is my greatest concern relative to these issues as they become statutory in nature. Mm-hmm. Is, well, and we've touched on it. One is you've got, you know, pediatricians, psychiatrists, psychologists, and teachers who are directing kids relative to changing their gender now when they're absolutely not psychologically ready for the ramifications of that long-term decision. That's one. And the more that becomes acceptable, which it has become, the more that is allowed, the more dangerous that's going to be to us as a culture, I believe, on a longer term basis. The other piece is that when you codify any of this kind of stuff, the marriage thing where you have, you know, two guys now that call it a marriage. Now you have little children who are now introduced to books, and that particular side, that group, will say, well, the books have to introduce our kind of relationship to a 4-year-old, 5-year-old, 6-year-old, 7-year-old. And therein, in my opinion, lies more issues and more challenges, because you're having to explain to them something that is incredibly complex and shouldn't be being thrust upon small children.
Yes, I absolutely agree with that. And not to mention the other agenda, people who think that the world is overpopulated, or the less heterosexual sex that you have, the fewer people there will be.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Dr. Carol Lieberman has been my guest, expertwitnessforensicpsychiatrist.com, expertwitnessforensicpsychiatrist.com, to read more and her book as well. Dr. Carol, thank you for being with me. I always enjoy our conversations. I really, really appreciate you coming on and us having these conversations. Thank you.
I enjoy it as well, so thank you for having me.
Absolutely. All right, folks, we're going to sign off. Have an incredible weekend. Do stay safe, and I look forward to talking with you on Monday. God bless you, and have a great rest of your day.